Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. Now, we are being urged right now to refrain from posting negative reviews online when it comes to our fellow small businesses. As we know, they are currently struggling with the brunt of the Omicron outbreak, and they are at the forefront of our opinions and potentially what could go wrong with the businesses should word get out. Well, to talk to me about this is the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, Bruce Bilson. Good morning, Bruce.
Gemma, great to be with you and with Hunter Valley Today listeners. And boy, you nailed that title. That's Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. Doesn't that just roll off the tongue?
Look, enterprise almost caught me, but we got there in the end.
You did well.
Love a smooth title. But I guess as well, I like positive reviews, but it seems that negative reviews have been coming about far too much as of lately, given that a lot of businesses are under duress. Now, there is a call on us to, I guess, refrain from posting negative reviews. Why is this?
Well, I suppose it's our broader encouragement right now when everyone's dealing with Omicron and the challenges that that's provided, not only for households, but particularly for small businesses. And the Hunter Valley is so dependent on small and family businesses. And we know, Gemma, people are isolating, getting staff is a real challenge. Supply chains, they're quite constrained at the moment as the transport sector and producers struggle to get, you know, people in and about to meet those input requirements for small businesses that may well see the small business not being able to be its best self for reasons well beyond its control. So we're sort of saying to people, you know, be a kindly customer right now. You know, be classy. Except that there's an awful lot of challenges that are being confronted by small business. And you know, cracking a suki la-la over having to wait a little bit longer for your coffee because, you know, rather than six staff, there's two on deck, and then posting a hostile review, that's really damaging for the business in the longer term.
Absolutely. And I guess then, you know, what's the extent that these damages can run? Is it something that could really implicate the business in ongoing?
Well, it can, because those reviews can hang around for quite a long period of time. And in that, you know, a recovery phase or when things get back to a, you know, a new kind of normal, whatever that might look like, that review could have a real impact on potential customers using those small business providers for goods and services in a way that's quite unfair and unreasonable. You know, right now, these are unique challenges, and we're just urging people to be a little more circumspect about, you know, maybe getting a little frustrated that their booking at a hospitality venue had to be cancelled. No business owner wants to do that. But if there's not the staff and the capability to, you know, deliver good service, then it may well be that that business has to shut for a little while or maybe reduce its menu offering or even, you know, maybe only have evening sittings and not lunch as well. And just to take stock and go, yeah, I get there's lots going on. I'll be a kindly customer. I'm not going to use that little setback to really damage and weaponize a review that could be quite harmful for the business for many, many months to come.
Absolutely. I mean, so many businesses here in the Hunter Valley have to reaccommodate from what they've known and suddenly change into circumstances they could have never really pictured maybe 10 years ago when they started the businesses. But also there is a thing in terms of fake reviews. Now, I'm just curious, is there a difference between a fake review and a negative review?
Very much so. I mean, a negative review might well be a reasoned and considered response to an experience that's not really been that great. A fake review, and we've seen examples of these, it might be even your competitor going online, posting a malicious review, really just to harm your business, or perhaps someone who's never actually been a part of your business at all, just, you know, throwing a little incendiary device into your reviews by putting these fake and negative reviews. We've seen a little bit of that. I mean, I got involved with some of the digital platforms in the early stages of COVID, Gemma, where, you know, businesses were being asked to implement quite, you know, demanding requirements on customers, you know, showing QR coding on the way in, showing your vaccination. Some people took really badly to that. And we're giving businesses a real hard time, a real punishing.
Absolutely, as well. I mean, our businesses here are just following those public health orders that were set from above. So they're just enforcing a rule that had to be enforced without their control. Just finally as well, Bruce, you know, if someone does have a grievance, especially in this time, if they can't help themselves and have to say something, what's the best, I guess, method here to really, I guess, tell someone that they're frustrated about a certain experience?
Well, there's three steps that I'd commend to small businesses facing negative reviews. First one is engage with the review process. You know, if it's somebody that's claiming to be a customer, we'll respond and just say, well, when did you come in? What can we do? And actually work it through and then constructively engage. And that can often surface whether it's a malicious fake review or, frankly, some really useful feedback about how the business can improve its service or its offering. So that's step number one. Step number two, engage with the platforms themselves. You know, Google, for instance, has been known to get itself involved where there's been, really punishing, unfair, fake reviews that have been damaging to the ratings of businesses. Now, they don't do that very often. And most small businesses probably wouldn't have the volume of reviews that would see a digital platform get involved. But still, try those digital platforms, get some support. And if all else fails, give my office a call. Reach out to the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. We have some persuasion skills and some ways of nudging the digital platforms to do the right thing and to be supportive and reasonable of the small businesses that are using their platforms.
Absolutely, and it's so good to see that there is that resource and that option there. Well, the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, Bruce Bilson, thank you for your time with me.
Jenna, fab to be with you, and best wishes to the Hunter Valley Today listeners.